Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Celtics clinched an NBA playoff berth for the sixth consecutive year despite blowing a 19-point second-half lead. Boston edged the Pacers 114-111, while the Nets beat the Lakers 104-102, and the Wizards downed the Knicks 122-115. In men's college basketball, Vermont and Hartford advanced to the America East Championship Final last night after Vermont topped UMBC 81-74 and Hartford bested Stony Brook 64-58. The final is this Saturday. Meanwhile, in the MAC tournament, Niagara defeated Marist 56-54. Siena takes on Manhattan in the quarterfinals tonight at 7 p.m. In college basketball news, the Ivy League is canceling its men's and women's basketball tournaments scheduled to be played Friday through Sunday in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The league says it will award its automatic NCAA tournament bids to regular season champions Princeton Women and Yale Men. On the ice last night, the Bruins became the NHL's first 100-point team this season while blanking the Flyers 2-0. Also, the Rangers doubled up the Stars 4-2, the Canucks triumphed over the Islanders in a shootout 5-4, and the Penguins skated over the Devils 5-2. In MLB news, a person familiar with the planning says that if MLB can't play in front of fans at a team's home ballpark because of the coronavirus outbreak, the league will likely switch games to the visiting team's stadium if possible. MLB anticipates government officials will decide whether it is safe to play in front of fans in each city, and if changes to the schedule are necessary, MLB would make determinations at the point when a ballpark has been ruled out. I'm Jesse King.